Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Hold up, shouty. Everybody got something nice going on, bitch. All my bitches pretty. Hell, like the fuck? Cases, mugshots. So what about it? Baby, that's the past. Bitches done showed up and glowed up. Boss bitches, boss pussy, power pussy. Ain't taking no shit from nobody pussy, bitch.
What it do?
What it do?
What does it do with?
Not letting that one go. Bridgerton forever.
Forever, because it's actually coming back. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Bridgerton is coming back. I think I want to say in May or March or something.
Bro, y'all ain't going to be able to find me. I am binging everything.
Jordan's going to be in my house watching TV. Right.
Y'all ain't going to be able to find me.
Girl.
How the hell are you, Bob?
That's what you're not letting go.
Just a little.
I'm not even going to react next time because I know it's coming.
Right.
It's part of our like opener now, like for real. How the hell am I? I'm doing good. I'm doing really
feeling
well.
Grateful.
I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling blessed. And I'm feeling like one of God's chosen, okay?
Oh.
One thing about it, God don't play about me. He don't play about none of his children.
Wait. I'm sorry.
And he gonna show you that he don't play about us.
Yeah, wait a minute. I just realized you logged in even on here as God's chosen.
Baby, I got a blessing today. Not that I don't get a blessing every day I breathe this air, but today, God just really showed me he was so faithful, girl.
I actually really agree. Like, I was getting emotional. Listen, I've been listening to inspirational music all day.
Mm.
And girl, on the way home, you can tell me nothing. I was really in the spirit.
Yes.
Like, yo.
It's some of them car rides too, girl.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to pull over a couple times.
Only One Night, though? Who sings that?
Only One Night, though? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Ty Tribbett.
I knew that was Ty Tribbett. Yeah. I was like, this guy.
Only One Night, though.
Girl.
Ooh, come on.
I was like, it was another song I heard. I cannot remember the lyrics. Girl, I be getting hyped, though, for real, for real.
Yes.
I actually started clapping.
Yeah, girl. No, I ain't surprised. Okay.
I still had my hand on the steering wheel.
Sometimes I had to take mine off.
Oh.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Truly, I wish he could.
Cause... Okay, because girl, sometimes I be feel like driving home.
Girl, I be hitting the gas. Gotta blast. And I got a destination in mind, and it's on.
Girl,
nothing
take off.
Stop me.
Take off, please. Take off.
Truly.
So let me tell you this before we even go any further. So I had a situation with a landlord when I was in St. Louis. Did I tell you about all this?
Oh my God. Are we getting updates?
Yes. So there was a little kerfuffle. I don't want to say too much, but there was a little kerfuffle when I was in St. Louis. And I just really had to really involve the authorities with one of my landlords. Mm. And I was supposed to go there for a sort of mediation, I guess. And, but I just got the notification that I had to go literally 2 days ago. And I was like, Lord.
Wait, Lord? So you had to be there physically in St. Louis?
Mm-hmm. In February, as a matter of fact. Like, they was like, you got to be here at this time, like, for this. So I call all the offices, found all the numbers, and I'm like, yo, I don't live in the state, although it happened there. Like, I'm not a resident. I'm not even a resident here. I was there. I'm a healthcare traveler. Like, please, just like asking, like, can this be virtual? Like, please, can we just do it virtually? The lady that I'm talking to, she was like, sorry, this is, she was like, we don't do that. And the, like, but she's like, the judge won't do that. She's like, I mean, there's like 10 people in your situation. So unfortunately, you're just not special enough. Whoa. And she's, yeah. I mean, I'm speaking, that part for sure was verbatim. Like, she told me that. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay. I was like, so what? I said, what would be the, she was like, your circumstances just aren't extenuating enough. I mean, just completely like digging me. And so she says, I said, what would be extenuating circumstances? And she goes, like, COVID. I'm in state, but I have COVID, so I can't come. I'm out of state. I don't have COVID, but I still got to be there. Crazy. I said, okay. I said, you know what? I just kept asking her, like, I said, is there anybody else I can talk to? She's like, no, I'm the lead, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, that's fine. My mom had to talk to me a little bit, tell me, like, pipe down a little bit, because if she has direct contact with the person that you need to do you a favor, just pipe down just a little bit. So I was like, okay. Although I had her on speaker, my mom knew she was cutting up, but my mom brought me back to reality. And I said, Lord, in my head, I said, Lord, I just need you to do this, because I ain't no way I can fly there. Yeah, I can't, ain't no way I can fly there. I mean, I can, but I'll be out of a lot, like a lot, trying to get there. Like the same weekend as a camping trip, girl.
Oh, what?
Like that Monday.
A week's notice.
So the thing is, it was postmarked before then. I don't get my mail. Like, I don't go to the mailbox. My family puts the mail into an area that I have said, I'm not going to blame them because it is my fault. I don't check it. But several times I've said, I do not. Like, I forget about it. Like, if I don't see it, I don't see it. And I really be in and out of the house. Like, I don't be there a lot. So, like I said, it's my fault. And I probably had that letter for probably 2 weeks. So, it is my fault.
But still, I mean.
Yeah. And I told them, like, I said.
What's a reasonable time to tell somebody that they, you know, that they gotta travel? Yeah. I mean, they know they're sending it to a Georgia address.
Yeah. I guess they just thought maybe I was here working and live there. I don't really know. I put my real address on there though, so I say that's my current residence. Anyway, I'm just like, God, you know, I'm not trying to, like, I would have to leave the cabin, get right on a flight, because I would have to be there at like 9 o'clock in the morning, like
on
for
Monday.
I was like, Lord, please, no. I said, thank you, Lord, that I don't have to go to St. Louis. That's all I kept saying. I said, thank you, Lord, I don't have to go to St. Louis. I said, he's gonna just touch the judge's heart. I'm just like praying, just like, please. And the girl just really was digging me a new one. Like, just completely just like, you're not special enough. Those are not extenuating circumstances. The judge has denied about 10 people before you with the same excuse. She hates virtual, so she's just not going to do it. And I said, okay, that's fine. I said, who else can I talk to? And she said, I'm the highest. I said, well, please just ask her anyway. She said, okay, I don't mind doing that, but I'm pretty sure you just make preparations to come. Girl, I got a call today that says she gonna do it virtual.
Wow.
And I don't gotta go there. I was like, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Wow. She said, you're not special enough. I said, baby, you don't know who my big God is. Yes, I am. I said, yes, I am. Wow. Girl, I'm one of God's chosen. Please stop.
Please stop.
His favor done sprinkled down on me, girl. I'm real special. Yo. So, yeah.
Why was she coming, bro?
Yeah. And I don't know why she was just digging. And she's the one who had to call me back today.
Oh, not God made me.
She was like, yeah. She granted it for you. So, and I was like, oh, I was like, what'd you say? She said, you can do it virtual. I said, oh, thank you, God. I said, thank you so much.
It seemed like sis had an attitude. Yo, why you got an attitude with me, bro? Does that not make it easier for
you? Just didn't know. You just didn't know that God has a final say. It's okay.
She probably was just lying. 10 other people.
Yeah, she probably just trying to get me to just.
Yeah.
She probably didn't want to bother the judge off, truthfully. But girl.
She must have been on a recorded line, because what made her keep her word?
I don't know. God. Girl.
Plugging my computer for
a die. Oh, now it's gonna take us out.
It wasn't plugged. I just looked down. I said, whoa, that's a thin line in the battery there. Whoa. Yes, I'm really glad.
So, yes,
there's no way hell. Bro, everything that landlord did, no.
Right. And that's the thing. So it's like, I know that it sounds like, and maybe people listening, you know, it may sound like trivial, like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But girl, look, y'all, that is a big deal for me. Like, especially yeah. just even getting that one win in this particular situation. That's a big deal for me because St. Louis was throwing some punches at a girl, at your girl.
I mean, that's just a lot just for what could take a few hours at most.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Maybe not even hours, maybe mm-hmm. less.
Right, and then it also depends on if the other party shows up.
Girl, no, hold on.
Yeah.
I wish you wouldn't show up and I done got on a whole flight.
Right.
And you already disrespected me, not giving me my money. Right. Whole experience.
Girl. So, Lord, I'm just so grateful.
You better be down on his hands and knees. Right.
So, I'm down. I'm just like, okay, you did that. Just keep doing your big one.
Right.
And I think that just goes to show, like, I had a horrible day at work yesterday, too. I was just so caught up on that stuff that it's not that I forgot that I had asked God for this, but it's just like I was so focused on what was bothering me that day that I didn't focus on any, like, God is like, I'm working on your behalf. Like, whether you feels like it, whether you know it, like, I'm working on your behalf. So just relax. I got you. Just relax. So I think that was confirmation of that and just like, calm down.
I literally just read that today.
Really?
I don't remember the quote verbatim, but it was pretty much essentially the same thing. Just like sometimes things don't go your way mm-hmm. and you kind of be upset with God, but mm-hmm. you have no idea. And sometimes it doesn't show up until later that he, mm-hmm. you know, is doing you a favor by not giving you what you wanted.
Right. Woo. Girl, because yesterday at work, woo.
Dang, cuz
they've been doing. They've been trying
to take you out of your birthday week. Hold on now.
Yeah, as I said, 32, feeling real 32.
Man, bro, every year this girl,
whatever
say
that means,
right? Every year that girl say that
for real, girl. So how are you doing?
Man, I am doing good, girl. I've really been trying to reflect on being grateful. I was like, yo. I just need to be more grateful. And like, I just sent you that picture of us from 10 years ago. Me and Yann's really known each other a decade, like, which is really crazy.
I love that. I love like, that.
Wow. Like, there's a lot of things that I wish were different, mm-hmm. but I'm also still really blessed that a lot of things didn't go, you know, how I imagined
the way they, yep.
that they would be in 10 years.
Yeah.
Because that picture was literally 2014. Like, bruh. That's still kind of messing me up. I'm not going to hold you.
Yeah.
To look at a younger me that had no idea what was in her future.
Yeah. And what you were currently experiencing, like, in that time.
Oh, in that time, I was just having a blast. Honestly, I wish I could hop in a picture.
Probably went out after that.
Right, bruh.
I'm trying to remember what I was doing in 2014. Besides bro, going to class, we I was living
Autism
our best life.
Speaks and Joanna really started that club. Yeah. Bro. Remember when we made all that spaghetti? We didn't have a way to keep it warm for the, the people that came to our first meeting.
I forgot about that.
But that one girl, she was like, yo, this is delicious. She didn't say, yo, hold on.
Wait, who made the spaghetti?
You did, guys. I mean, you was doing a lot of the seasoning. I remember we had did like a... There was like a beef and then there was like a turkey, I think.
Oh, wow.
Why do I remember that?
Crazy that you remember. I don't remember that, girl.
Girl, that's why we got each other.
Dang, thank you for the reminder. Oh, my God. That's
memory
crazy.
Lane, man. That's crazy. You just never know. But also just grateful for friendships, like mm-hmm. grateful for the relationships I have.
Yeah.
Man. We take a lot of things for granted, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a lot of times, like, when I'm about to get mad over some petty shit, and I think about the children in Palestine, and I'm just like, girl, you just need to be quiet.
This ain't... Wow, what a good reminder, cuz, like, for real.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have nothing to be complaining about compared to what they're dealing with daily.
Yeah, for real. Like,
it's a third world problem. Like, this is a first world problem. Like, calm down.
Also, girl, I've been doing yoga every day in January. So we on day 25.
Okay, how has that been, girl?
It is so, girl. I just feel really good about it.
And it's come on, like, Yogi.
Her name is Black Yogi on YouTube. It's like a wellness series she's doing. So she makes us do affirmations at the end. And she'll be like, today we're going to be doing heart chakra. We'll be focusing on like stretches that are, you know, open your heart. I don't know. It's just really.
Wow. I like that. That's so cool. Body. Yeah.
It feels really good.
And the positive affirmations. I love that too.
Like, for real. Because I'd be like, bruh.
Yeah.
And then I turn her on and I end my day before I go to bed. I'm like, all right.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's it really perfect. Does help when we do things intentionally.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We need it.
We sure do. Speaking of just like needing that and like doing things intentionally, have you ever thought about how the question, how are you doing? It's so mindless.
It really, listen, like, I have so many people that pass me at work and they're like, how are you? And before I can even answer, they're like 10 feet down the hall. I'm like, okay.
Yes. Yes.
It's a very mindless thing.
You're right. We just kind of be like, hey, how you doing? And keep it moving. But even like to our friends, like our when friends, you ask somebody how you're doing, do you really expect them to like everything, like how they're actually doing? You. Like, I would be willing to listen to a friend, but like a random, I'm not really listening. Like,
I'm not going to hold you. I don't really feel like I'm not the person who really gives an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really just depends on who I'm talking to. I don't like, I feel like I don't want to burden people, or sometimes I don't even want to speak it into the air. Like, I'm just,
yeah,
like,
I just want to deal with
wanna,
it. Yeah.
I don't even want to give life to this thing that I'm feeling or experiencing right now. But, it's very hypocritical of me though, because when I ask my friends, I want them to.
That's the thing. That's a good point. Like, am I going to answer truthfully when someone asks me how you doing? Like a friend? No, I'm gonna say, oh, I'm all right, girl, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Unless like I really got to get into it. But...
Oh yeah. Ooh. Yeah, sometimes you really got something to get off your chest.
Yeah.
Actually, this happened to
beating me down.
It's like, nah, as a friend, you need to know that this is going on with me. So you can pray for me. Yeah, I mean, how will your friends or people be able to pray for you or whatever if you don't
tell them.
Honest and tell them, hey, like, this is what's going on with me. I was gonna say, so I have a homegirl and she always gets on me, like, because she's like, people feel like I'm a Pisces rising. And the more that I learn about it, apparently we show up very mysterious. People can't really always gauge what we're thinking.
Okay.
Or how we feel. Like, you know how y'all say, I can never tell you how, like, you just have a straight face. Don't do that. And so I think, like, my homegirl really was like, yo, like, what's up? Like, she was literally like, what it like,
can you, are you actually okay? Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I really don't have like anything going on, you know, right now that I can think of.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think maybe too, we're thinking the little things about ourselves are not worth telling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
I felt that before. It's like, ugh, I don't want to bother nobody with this. Not a big deal. Like, they're probably going to think that's so juvenile. Like, calm down. Yeah. Exactly.
You mad because the grocery store didn't have your favorite snack? You
went I am, bro. Yeah, because I really wanted that snack.
That should be devastating.
But that is really a minute problem.
Right. And so, I don't know. And I was like, dang, you know. But I could feel that there were things that were happening in my life that I didn't want to share. Maybe, and there was maybe some shame behind things. Like, there are things I didn't want to be judged about.
Yeah.
Or like, ooh, that's what you got going on. Like, I don't know. And so I was like, wow, where does that come from where you want to be perceived in perfection? Like, you don't even want people to know when things aren't going good. Is it because is it a protection?
I don't take it as you wanting to be perfect. I took it as you didn't want to open up because maybe you felt like it wasn't that big of a deal, or if you just felt, like you said, like shame about whatever it was, even though it's probably not shameful. Like, your friend could be going through the same thing. Like, we could all be like experiencing it, but if you don't share it, like, we can't share our experience with you. You can't, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, sometimes we just like make certain things, we come up with like how people are going to perceive it in our heads.
Yeah.
And we can't do that because that's not how people are going to perceive it.
Yeah. I think I also look really highly to a lot of people that I surround myself with. And so I don't think it's necessarily me trying to compare myself to people, but it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't know. The only word I can think of is shame. Like, some type of shame.
Yeah.
Not wanting to admit my reality, even though, like, life be life.
Yeah. And it's okay to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Like, the people in your circle are not going to be judgmental.
Yeah. They really
like the people in your circle. No, if they are judgmental, they're not in your circle for real.
Yeah, girl, I really be in my head sometimes.
You wouldn't
think it. Would never thunk it.
Wow. Yeah, girl, you gotta share those things.
Yeah, I think people should be. I feel like just don't even say it. Just say hey. I literally tell people hello. That's it. And sometimes it's awkward because they'd be like, hey, and I'm like, hey, don't even know you.
Like, that's it.
But it's still a greeting because the how are you is, it's just.
And that's crazy. Even when I'm just greeting somebody down the hallway, I'm like, hey, what's up? How you doing? And I just keep walking.
Oh, you get it all out. What's up? How you doing?
I'm like, hey, what's up? Or I'll be like, what's up? Or I'll be like, how you doing?
Yeah,
it's funny. Very rare that I say just a hey. Chill. I think my coworkers be looking at me because I'd be like, hey.
Right.
They'd be like, what? Yeah, that's so weird.
You know what I'm thinking about is Dominique, the little baby when he throw that peace sign. That's what you're really giving.
What's up? What'd it do?
Oh, Lord. Not you getting into character. Yo, this girl love her some Dominique.
I do. And not even on the romantic. It's not no romantic tip. It's really
I think you love how he carries himself.
Yeah, he really do. He just really, he really seemed like a real nigga.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't get fake nigga vibes from him at all.
No.
There's some other rappers where I'm like.
That's why I told you that day. I was like, I feel like he really just be in the streets. Like, when he showed up late to the concert, I was like, that nigga probably was just like doing some shit like, for his mama.
Play a dice?
Yes! Oh, damn, y'all, I got that's a concert crazy. To go to. Like, bruh. For real. I don't know. I mean, it's probably an extreme, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like he really... I don't know. It's crazy.
It's really me getting upset as if I went to the concert. You better not be rolling on damn dice.
Like, 3 hours
later. I'm trying to get to bed eventually. Sheesh.
Yeah. I had to go to work the next day looking crazy.
Girl.
It's ghetto.
That's funny. This is very random. So getting into our, what do we call it? Fake news.
Fake news.
A company is paying people $10,000 if they can go without their phone for 1 month. You think you could do it, girlfriend?
I just want to read the last line of this post, and that will tell you if we can do it.
I was going to say, please read the whole thing, because...
Okay, it says Siggy's Dairy is sponsoring what country is this? Okay, it's sponsoring a digital detox challenge offering a $10,000 prize to 10 winners. Whoa, 10 winners, I missed that part. Who commit to a month without their smartphones. Contestants age 18 and older must submit a 100 to 500 word essay explaining why they need a detox and how it aligns with Siggy's brand philosophy. Winners receive the cash prize, a smartphone lockbox, and a replacement flip phone, a prepaid SIM card, and 3 months of yogurt. The challenge begins after winners are announced around February 15th, based on the honor system. That killed it right there.
So they're going to be sending out lockboxes and flip phones to all these people.
Yeah.
I bet you once you put your phone in there, you really probably can't get it out until 30 days have passed.
If they're sending it to you, then...
Oh, you're saying you never have to put it in there.
Yeah. If they're sending it to you, okay, you have to lock it. No, it says smart lock. Unless the it says it's based on
it says smart. Well, it only says smartphone lockbox. I don't know what that.
Oh,
I want to look up smart. So Siggy's, I've seen this brand in the stores.
Now that I've said it again, yeah, it is a dairy brand. Yeah.
3 months worth of yogurt. I don't
care. Give me the 10K.
No, I actually do love yogurt though, but
pass. I mean, I like yogurt too. I got some Greek yogurt downstairs. It's so good.
Yeah, you said it was like ice cream.
It is. But baby.
I said, damn, that's some good ass yogurt. Prepaid SIM card. Okay, I'm going to be real with you, Yans. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I would last a week. I mean, hold on.
For 10K?
Let me give myself some credit here.
For 10K?
A whole month without my phone, bro.
Let's talk about it. 10K is a lot of money. It's not 100K, but it's some. I could do a little something with 10K. Not having my phone, I still got a phone to communicate. I can print off MapQuest, so I know where I'm going.
Right, because at first I thought there was no phone involved.
That's yeah. Just stuck. The only thing I really would need is... The only thing on here that I literally need is GPS. And just having the access to easily be able to, like, Google stuff, but that's not something I need. My social media is not something I need. Will I miss it? Hell yeah. Will I miss the convenience of being able to Google something real quick? Hell yeah. But can I do it for 30 days for 10K? Absolutely. And it's on the honor system.
Let's do this, Yance. Let's just get the 10K then.
Okay. 100 to 500 word essay. Where do we submit our stuff to, girl?
500 words is ancient.
And what month is it in? They're not trying to do it in no, like, December during the holidays, are they? Like, that's the thing, too. What month are we doing this in? Do it in a random month, like April or March or something. Like, I don't know.
And then it says, we're introducing a new kind of dry January. So, did this already start?
Where is he dry January? My coworker is on dry January.
I went to their actual website, but there's, like, hold on.
I'm doing dry January right now. Shit.
It already started, girl.
I thought they was announcing on the 15th. It must have started on the 1st, and they're announcing who won on the 15th.
Okay, here's the weird part.
They lying.
No, listen. So they said, hold on. So did they say you go for a month? The weird part is, the reason why I asked that is because it says that the contest starts on 1/17 and ends at midnight on 1/31.
So that's not a whole month. That's only 2 weeks. Nah, that's what I'm saying. Something ain't working right. Something don't seem quite right. Because not having our smartphones could really disrupt our life.
Yeah.
Like, my bank information is on there. So, honestly, I would have to go to the... Oh, my God. I would have to start going to the ATM. And actually start, like, going to the bank to do transactions. Pay my bills. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Email. Mm.
Which is crazy, though, because my computer does everything that my phone does. I mean, everybody's computer does, right?
Yeah. Like,
and I can even text and FaceTime on my computer.
Nigga, the way that I would just pack a tablet. Like,
yeah, I mean, honestly, I can just do everything.
Wow.
Girl, we could do this. And I want more clarity on the honor system.
Right, because what is this lockbox? See, on the picture right here.
Is it automatically locked?
Well, they just got chains around it with the actual... I'm sorry, this lighting is terrible.
It's okay.
They got chains on it, and it's got a lock. I'm like, that can't be the lockbox.
Sure. Yeah. It might be some code that they're not going to send you to your email until the last day of the challenge. Maybe that's what it is. Put your phone in there, it locks, and that's it.
Imagine me pulling out my flip phone, looking like Kim Possible. What the... Bum, 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 bum.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm in a challenge to win something, so... Choo-choo. Clink, 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 clink.
This just randomly made me think about before I met you at Georgia Southern. This is random as fuck, but there was, like, this little, like, vampire thing going on campus. And you could either be like a vampire or like a vampire slayer.
Mm.
And people were really committed, girl. Like,
which I was dressing up.
You had to wear things to signify, you know, if you had been.
Quote unquote, is that when Twilight was out?
Girl, that's actually a good question. Yeah, it was a little vampire moment. Yeah. in our early
years. I remember Twilight was really the thing. We was really showing up to theaters. I remember, yeah, I feel like I went to see it with Cassie.
It was trash. For real?
I feel like me, Cassie, Val, I feel like, yeah, we went as a room, like a...
I loved Twilight so much. I can't believe watching it now how terrible it looks.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
It's because for that time period, that was pretty dope. Like, that was the cinema, really was. Cinematography, whatever. Like, that's what it was for that time period. Like, but now we're beyond that, which is crazy because when did Twilight come out? It was just a couple years ago. At least 10 years.
Yeah.
But now we have something even better. Like, you, that's.
Yeah. Girl, did I tell you, I was watching an anime called. Oh, fuck. I think it was called Ghost Shell. But, girl, they were talking about AI.
Oh, wow. And
I was sitting there like, I was like, wait.
It must be an older show or something. Is that why?
These old animes, it's
Ghost Shell. Oh, you said late 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, so it came out in 95, girl.
Wow, and they were talking about AI? Mm-hmm. The idea has been around probably for years.
Yeah.
Like, beyond
that
our...
That just lets me know that what we think we know, there's so much we don't know.
You know, there's a saying that says there's nothing new under the sun. Mm.
I don't like
that. Like, when... They used to say it when, like... They used to say it in relation, like when they say like different fads and fashions come around, like there ain't nothing new under the sun. My dad be like, we've been doing that. Like, we was doing that, blah, blah, blah. But it applies to like a lot of things. Like, there is nothing new under the sun. People have been doing the stuff that we are doing. We like bell bottom jeans. Like, we tap back into that. Like, that's been around.
I was just talking about the long jean skirts.
Yeah, those are back. No thanks. Wow. The bell-bottom jeans, yeah, but them long skirts, baby, I'm still sleeping on them toes. No thanks.
To give a little Amish vibe.
I don't have the vibe to fit that skirt. I'm not, no shade to nobody who does, because if you can pull that look off, like, that's dope.
Yeah.
Not me.
I was just talking about this last night. I don't know.
I seen a girl rock it with some red boots, and I ain't gonna hold you. It looked kind of fire. Again, not me, but it was fire. Yeah.
You know,
certain type of person. Yeah, a certain type of person, and that's okay. Like, everybody can't rock everything.
Yeah. That's what I love, too, like, about, like, our friend group. Everybody got their own swag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And look good.
And then we all come together looking like a group of bad young women.
Right. Yeah, but y'all, if y'all want to do that, you know, go on to the website. Y'all.
So submissions began on the 17th. That's what it is then.
I guess so. Siggy's. I don't know which way to pronounce that. There.
Not the yogurt, girl.
Digital detox for the yogurt.
I want to know what the honor system is based on. That's what I mean. You got it. You can't tell me to lock my phone and hit go to
tracking you. It's going to be like, hey, we see you.
Girl.
You're out.
I want to see it to believe it.
I'm done.
I want to see it to believe it. Girl. All right, y'all. I was watching Couples Court one day with my auntie. And it's just like daytime, midday smut, basically. But basically, the couple that was on there, the girl was very beautiful. The guy was, I mean, and he had been cheating on her, just like continuously cheating on her. You know, it was just really a messy situation. Like, and she was crying. So you could tell she had really been through the ringer with this man. And my auntie, I'm going to read y'all what she told me. Auntie gave me some tea. She said, women will change their whole life around for a man. But men do not do that. If men got cheating tendencies, let them go. Dismiss them.
Oh my God, I'm so glad.
I said, Auntie!
I'm so glad you brought this up, bro.
I'm just like, wow. And she says that if a man is going to cheat, he's always going to cheat. I don't know how I feel about that part, though. And she was like, women, if they cheated one time or twice, whatever, like, once they're caught and once they resolve the situation, she said, they'll change their whole life around. But she's saying, like, men, and they'll keep getting caught and keep doing it. I was like, dang, you think so, Auntie?
Some of them want to get caught. Like, they want you to walk away, I feel like. And then it's like, damn, I can't get rid of her. She's going to stay around.
But why we got to go through that to, like...
You know what? It's funny. Like, I mean, men literally. So we were having this conversation at my job because Country Wayne was on Shannon Sharp recently. And, you know, he's from a small town like near Statesboro. I forgot the name of the town. But he was just saying how where he's from, like all the fine girls get pregnant fast. And like, wow. You know, it's just a small town. Mm-hmm. And so he started having kids when he was a teenager. Mm. So basically, though, he was just saying that, you know, women cheat more than men. And he was given this rhetoric that I feel like is very untrue. I think that humans do things. That's it, period.
Yeah.
But I really, in my spirit, don't believe that women willingly cheat. Like,
just you don't think sport. That women.
And I don't think, I think men really be cheating. Like, I think society really babies them. It, you know, women fight each other for men. Like, a lot of things go in their favor is what I'm saying. But anyways, we were having a conversation at work, and literally majority of the people of my coworkers were in agreement that, you know, they'd never met a man that didn't cheat. And oh my God. Was like, and so then I was like, you know, I was like, listen, first off, this conversation is very discouraging, but there were people that were in partnership that were saying that. And so I'm like, whoa. People that were married that were saying, hey, my spouse has cheated on me. Like, my, you know, and then one of them said that they, you know, had like 11 brothers and all of them cheated. Like, they've never known any man to not cheat. But she's also from a small town too. So then we finally had a guy come in. Well, we had one guy and he was very much like, no, that's not true. And I don't I actually don't know what his relationship status is. I don't know, you know, because he seems like, I'm actually surprised he doesn't have children or is married himself, because he seems like he's a good guy. But another gentleman came in and he was just like basically saying he had got his girl a phone and had put some type of app on it where he could like go in and see all her messages. And he just had an inkling that she was
that's not too much.
Yeah, he had an inkling that she was still kicking with her baby daddy. But he was like, man, she was smashing everybody but her baby daddy. I think people take their own experience and make it. Yeah.
And generalize it.
And generalize it. But I think men cheat more. But I don't think.
I can't say for sure who I think cheats more.
Yeah.
But I will say I do not believe that all men cheat. And I don't believe all women cheat. And I don't, like, now, if you want to talk about who I feel like is the better cheater, that's another story. But that doesn't mean that, like, men just be thinking, they don't be thinking. I don't know. But anyways, I don't necessarily, like, I don't want to generalize all men. I don't want to generalize all women and say that these people are like, everybody cheats. I just think that sometimes when you feel like you have dated like people back to back who all have cheated on you, I believe that sometimes the common denominator is you. And I'm not blaming you or anything like that. What I'm saying is maybe you're missing the red flags. Some in every relationship we get red flags. Some of these flags are exactly, and some of these red flags are yellow. They're just a little cautionary. Have a conversation, see if behavior changes, and y'all can move past it. But some, and I believe some red flags you can move past it with the conversation and with you understanding. Now, some red flags are red flags that mean stop, don't pass go, don't collect $200, get the hell out of there. That's what some red flags mean. But like, I think that somewhere along the way, if you have dated several people who have cheated back to back, you always get a cheater. I'm starting to feel like you're missing the red flags. I think you're so caught up or whatever. I can't even speak on what you're missing, but I truly believe that there are red flags, and this is for men and this is for women. This is not saying anybody.
Yeah.
I think that you're missing something. Like, that's what I think, because no.
I think you're missing something, or maybe there is something in you that is attracting a certain type of person, because I've had people around me, and it's weird, but it's like it's like different niggas, same shit. And it's like,
yeah, why?
How are you attracting different people of different walks of life,
mm-hmm.
and they have these same characteristics or same tendencies? But then also, you know, hats off to people that are able to give people a clean slate over and over again. Maybe, I don't know.
Everybody don't deserve a clean slate. I understand forgiving after cheating, but everybody don't deserve for you to go, oh, I see, okay.
Yeah, because I feel like it's hard to not carry what happened with you in the last situation
mm-hmm.
sometimes into another one.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Because you got to be confronted with the same. Sometimes I feel like you got to be confronted with what you thought you were healed or what you say you're healed from for you to really know that you're healed.
Oof.
Okay. Like, how will you know if you're never, like, if you're never, ever.
Yeah.
It's like, how will you know if you've never been confronted with that? Like, oh, I don't get bothered. I'm not a jealous person. I got over that. I don't go through my man's phone. I don't go through my girl's phone. Like, but how do you know? If you get a little inkling, you won't have an inkling if you haven't been in a relationship.
Yo.
Like, you won't. You just don't know.
I remember being in a relationship where I found out my partner was cheating. And so then the next relationship I got in, I just was like, try not to be so overly obsessed and just be trusting.
Mm.
But when it comes to that phone, man, they always say when you go looking, you find things. But my thing is just like, if you have a gut feeling that something is happening, how can you not look in the phone? Like, sometimes it's just like, yo,
I gotta know. My thing is, if I got a gut feeling,
you need to step.
Yeah, like I haven't had many gut feelings, but
even
when I didn't have to go through the phone. I still found it.
Oh man, and that's what I was gonna say. Sometimes it'll still find you.
It's still right upside down. Like, I'm like, I don't want to go through nobody's phone, because when you go looking, you do find stuff. Even if you interpret it wrong, you have found something that in the back of your mind now you stuck on. And I don't want to torture myself like that. I didn't torture myself one time. One time was enough for me. Like, girl, you crazy. Like, that's enough. like I don't ever want to be. Yeah, like I don't ever want to be that girl again. Like,
I don't want to be in that type of partnership.
Like, yeah.
If I just don't trust you, or if I feel like I have to constantly kind of go behind you
mm-hmm.
and then scold you out of treating me disrespectfully, that's not going to work.
Yeah. How we truthfully move forward if we don't, like, if that's in the back of my mind, and if I can't trust you, how do you rebuild trust that has been lost? I know that couples do it, but how do you rebuild trust that has been lost? I don't know how.
I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I know, sorry, Tony Gaskins. He used to be
you
like,
you talked about somebody, your mans in a while.
I haven't watched him in a while, because I think I got what I needed from him. Like, I watched him enough where I'm like, okay, because then it was starting to get repetitive and I'm like, I'm not even experiencing these things anymore. So this is for the next person now.
Yeah.
But I remember him saying, like, if somebody is real about, well, first off, he said, if you know that you can't forgive the person, you need to let them go.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to keep kind of like attacking them, even though they really are trying to turn a clean slate,
uh-huh.
that's not fair to that person. But then he was also saying, if somebody is real about you and they real about getting your trust back, they're going to do whatever they got to do You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leave their phone open. Like, leave it face up. Do whatever they need to do to kind of get that loyalty back.
That's my thing, though. At what point do you, let's say something, trust was broken. To earn trust back, I need to have your phone password. I am going to go through your phone.
Oh, God.
At what point do you stop going through your partner's phone? At what point do you, when you go through it for a month and you don't see anything, now it's fine? Like, at what point do you not, like, I don't know. I just know that.
Yeah, I see what
you. I can only speak for myself. Like, I don't.
Be doing good for 2 months. Like,
yeah, the one person
doing good right now. Yeah,
all right. There's something that I had an ex do to me that is still replays in my head, and I just will not. Like, that's how I know. Not saying that I can't forgive somebody. Yeah. I can forgive, but I don't think I can move forward with that person. Truthfully.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you. Do you?
Yeah, think you can cheating. I had an ex who, I don't know if I told you this. I don't think anybody likes this. Okay, anyway. I had an ex who told me, he used to Uber. And he told me that he met someone who worked at the strip club.
Oh, Lord.
And she was his friend. And, well, he met her taking her to work. So they exchange numbers because it's late at night when she gets off and she can hit him up like, oh, come get me, blah, 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 or whatever the situation was. They ended up exchanging numbers. Also, I think she was like an artist or upcoming artist. And so was he, upcoming artist. And I don't want to shade nobody who is an upcoming artist.
Yeah,
because
there's a lot of.
I'm sorry. But I mean, it's like, you know who really up and coming and who's really just like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
You're not coming.
Yeah. You're not up. Anyway, so they both were up and coming artists. And anyway, they exchanged Instagrams, I think it was. It was Instagrams, not phone numbers. Or maybe it was. I don't remember. Anyway. And so one day, we were going to the strip club. Me and him decided to go to the strip club. We were like, oh, we're going to go to the strip club tonight. And it was random. We were like, dang, we don't know where we're going to go, though. We didn't want to drive too far, so we didn't want to go to, oh my God, what's that one that I really liked? Okay, anyway, it don't matter. We didn't want to go out there because it was a little bit too far. And I was like, well, what's over here? And where we were by was strip club. So he was like, okay, well, let me tell you, I do have a friend who works at a strip club. And I said, what? He just proceeds to tell me about the same story I just told you he tells me. And I'm like, what you think I look like, boo boo the fool, going to see your stripper friend? You met this girl driving Uber. And you expect me to believe this is your friend and y'all are both up-and-coming artists and y'all got so much in common where y'all had exchanged numbers and now you want me to go to the strip club and frolic with her and you and she's half naked? Boo.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Yeah, sometimes it's really interesting how minds work. You know what I mean?
That
like people really find a way to justify their thinking because of something.
Yeah. And I feel like I made that okay. Like at some point I forgave him or we moved past it, but I never forgot about that shit. And it was like, I mean, it just always was like, oh my God. Like I think that was the beginning of the end of our relationship. If it wasn't already going downhill.
That's like a protection thing too. Like I think sometimes guys don't be understanding that. Like, even though you may feel like, I think sometimes too, guys feel like if they're not having like an intimate interaction with another woman, then it's not cheating.
Talk about
but
it.
It's like to put me as your woman, even in that scenario, is wild.
And he's like, well, I told you about her. Yeah, because we're about to go to her strip club, fool.
Oh my God.
Like what? Like after that, I mean, one, you ruined the strip club experience for me because I've never had a problem going to the strip club with even my like with a partner or with any like that's never been a thing a problem for me.
Wow.
Child.
So it made it different because there was like an actual intimate exchange, but
it just made it real suspect. Like, although I did, he was like, look,
you
can see our conversation. Yeah, and I'm just like, so how often have you picked this girl up from work? Like, it just opened up a bunch. And how long have you actually known her since you just told me about her? How long have you actually known her? Like, when were you going to tell me? Is because we were going to her strip club is why you're telling me now? Needless to say, we didn't go to the strip club that night.
Wow.
It was something else he did, too. Like, we were both in the car. This was really the end. But we both were in the car leaving someplace.
I'm sorry, that's funny.
And he was driving. We were in the park. We were in a parking lot, like about to leave. So we were in the parking lot. I'm in the front seat. He's driving. Mm-hmm. And a girl walks across the street. Like, he's letting somebody cross the street, basically, in the parking lot. She's walking across the street. She looks at him. He looks at her and, like, flashes a smile. And she flashes a smile, too.
What the fuck is that?
They were both like...
Stop. Okay.
Please. I'm not playing.
I'm sorry. But it's just the way you did the smile. You kind of winked. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it was really like...
Didn't even know each other? That's weird.
No. No. In front of my face.
I'm not trying to be funny, but was she like a prostitute?
No, just like a girl leaving a restaurant. We're backing out of our parking spot. We're letting her cross before we finish.
I've never crossed and made intense eye contact with a driver. I don't, that's just weird. I don't even, what?
And I was like, are you shitting me?
Oh, shit.
That's literally what I said. I said, are you shitting me? I think I must have already been mad because I didn't make it a big deal. And shortly after we broke up, like.
Dang.
You for the streets.
When a woman's my fed nigga. Up.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, you for the streets, my guy. I'm good on you. Like, I'm good. Yeah, when a woman's I'm good. Fed like, up, he, that nigga really was for the streets. Like, for real.
Yeah.
So, I said all that to say, like, that, those two instances in particular, like, even if I try to move past it, like, I,
yeah,
they're just, no, they'll replay.
Yeah. They're I replaying. Agree. I don't think cheating is something that I can get past at this age. I think when I was younger, I may have been more open. And that's only because I feel like I would have been in the mindset of like, kind of like you owe me. Like you're going to, you know, like you owe me. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, once that person started being on some, you know, annoying or whatever again, it's like, oh no, like, I would definitely, the relationship would have worked out because, yeah, I would feel like you owe me forever and I will hold it over them. I know I would.
So exactly. I will hold it over there.
Might as well just step. Don't let us get in an argument. You mad at me over some bullshit. You cheated on me? My nigga, you could be 10 years later.
Okay.
What?
I had a coworker whose guy was always mad at her and this nigga had a baby.
Huh?
Yeah. And I was like, how he mad at you when he had a whole baby? I mean, that was, I wasn't even in a relationship, but every time she told me that her nigga was mad at her, I was like, why he had a whole baby? I was like, that's what I would tell him. Like,
I'm really dumb.
And maybe that was poor advice, but girl, what? And not this got you bent out of shape.
He had an outside baby. I don't think his baby mama of three
already. Girl, what are we even doing? If you got three kids, I'm not talking to you already.
If they under five, their relationship's still alive. Yo, I'm sorry.
Yeah, their oldest was way over five.
They be men that's up there. Kids is like in their 20s. Mm-hmm. Still be trying to spin the block with a baby mama. Like, yo.
Child.
What the fuck is up? What?
You cannot... So, yeah, I mean.
That is so frustrating.
A mess. Speaking of a mess.
Boy.
So, I saw a clip on Instagram that of Shay Johnson, I think, discussing her baby's father. I think it's Fabo. I don't know.
Wait.
That's what it said when I looked up who her baby father was. It didn't say it. It says Fabian. I don't know another Fabian. Or Fabo.
Tat it up.
I mean, maybe I'm... Yeah, it says Fabian and Shay Johnson.
I'm not trying to be funny, but for her to go from Little Scrappy to Fabo, like, sis is really stuck in, like, what, 2006?
Girl.
Whoa. Like...
It says Fabian. Okay, I mean,
that's wild.
I'm actually, is Fabian?
It was another Fabian. I don't know that man's real name. Is he like, I'm not trying to be funny. Does he have anything wrong with his vision? I've never seen his eyes. Like, he always has sunglasses on.
Oh, he got his glasses off right now.
Okay.
I think for real, he's like Fabian, like Fabo. Okay, I don't know. Sorry, y'all. Anyway, yeah, there was a clip that I saw of her kind of really just going in, like her mother going in on the situation. Apparently he has done some wrong. Let's listen to the clip. We're going to talk about it.
Everything about him was a negative, was a zero. You deserve better. You may not like what I'm saying here, but it's good he's not here right now. You need the space. Jaya needs the space because she don't need to sit there and listen at mom and dad argue all day.
I need support right now.
What?
I'm pregnant.
That's a shame. What the heck you do that for?
I don't even know what to say.
My God!
Well, I can tell you this. You helping me make my decision. Because I've been thinking about an abortion.
Now I know you ain't doing that. I can't believe you did this.
That's why I don't tell you nothing. Because
why do you do that?
Why I do what?
Get pregnant by him again.
What the hell are you so mad for?
You have another baby that
no?
More hell coming from him.
I didn't tell you to get this reaction.
Well, I don't know what reaction you thought I was gonna have. What is it, a boy or a girl?
I don't know. Who cares?
It doesn't matter. So don't even get too comfortable with this situation, because it's a situation I do not want.
Wow, there's really a lot to unpack there.
Okay, I'm confused because she said she didn't want her mom to have that reaction, but anyway, maybe she just meant like the whole baby, you a fool. But I thought it was more like she didn't like the reaction of her mom pretty much saying that she shouldn't have the kid, but then you already are planning to have an abortion, so okay.
I don't know.
Second time hearing the clip, still confused.
Yeah. I don't know. What I really wanted to focus on was the support aspect. Because before she even delivers the news, she says, what I need right now is support. But before that, she already looked distraught. Her mom's already fussing at her, and her mom is just saying, like, and she even said, she says, you might not like what I gotta say, but it's the truth. Like, this is basically some BS, like, basically. And then she says, I need support. She delivers her news, and then her mom still, like, her mom basically, like, God damn, like, why'd you do that? Like, and it's like, that is the worst reaction to a pregnancy I have ever heard. Yeah. Ever heard. And she grown. Like, she's grown.
Yeah.
Like, no, so it's like, teenager. Right, she's not even a teen mom.
She probably taking care of her mom, to be honest.
Right. And you know what sucks, too? It's probably because her mom sees how this man treats her. Her mom wants better for her.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of reaction it sounded like. Yeah, although, for sure. And that's what I'm saying. Like, what kind of support do you like? Like, if I'm already down, like, I'm crying like that, don't give me no tough love. I don't want that right now. And I'm not going to receive it. Well, it's going to cause me to get more upset, more worked up. And I can really appreciate more the tough love on the back end. Like, just support me right now. If I just need a hug, if I just need someone to listen to me. But, like, ripping me a new one when I'm already getting ripped, like, I don't need that right now. And I just feel like people don't think about that when you reach out. Like, some people don't think about it. I recently had, like, I was talking to someone about something that I was dealing with. And the response I got was just like,
damn.
Yeah, so I was like, whoa, it wasn't like that now. It wasn't extreme like that. Yeah. But it definitely was like, bro, what? So I just have a hard time, like, and that's when I thought of that when I thought of this clip. Like, that's sad.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't feel like, I don't ever feel like, when someone tells me something, even if I know they're wrong, I always still think about how will what I say come off to them? How will they receive it? How will they perceive it? And And I'm judging, like, I'm okay. I'm like, wait, how are they really feeling right now? Like, they don't need me to, like, give them tough love. They need, and you got to gauge that. You got to be able to gauge that with your friends, with your loved ones. Like, you got to be able to be like, okay, right now she don't need me to fuss at her. She already knows she in the wrong. Let me just see if I can encourage her. And then on the back end, I'd be like, girl, come on now. You know you fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I definitely think you got to be able to gauge that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know.
It's
a lot.
I definitely understand where her mom is coming from. I think that, you know, unfortunately, people don't have these relationships where things are not really figured out. There's not enough communicated about, you know, what are your intentions? What are my intentions? Do they match for the future? And then you bring a child in the situation and they're the ones who suffer the most. So mm-hmm. I definitely understand where the mom is coming from, like her concern. Mm-hmm. And then to turn around and you have a child that's, I mean, she didn't even like she was five. She might have been three, maybe four.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
She didn't look four for sure.
Yeah. So it's just like, I definitely understand her mom just kind of like, dang, like this is not good, girl.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm not going to hold you. I have been the mom, not necessarily like saying it out loud, but just scrolling on Facebook maybe and seeing old people I went to school with and knowing way too much really about them.
Yeah.
And just seeing the timeline of them having babies by these guys that I know are shitty from high school. And you really do wonder, like, what is making you continue to bring children into the situation when you don't even have a hold on the situation? Like, and if this person is not showing up for you, I mean, maybe they're, you know, we talked about that last week. Sometimes there are good parents, bad partners, you know what I mean? Type deal. But I don't know, man, that's not cool. Like, I definitely agree with the mom, but like you said, it wasn't the time. And I honestly don't know. That's really touchy. Like, I don't know how you bring that up to somebody after they have an abortion, while they're pregnant. Like, either way, it's just a tough situation. She should have definitely been wrapping it up, both metaphorically and physically.
Yeah. Timing is important.
Yeah. And that can really hurt. Like, I have been in this situation. And I remember something that my mom told me. And I was just like, why is that what you're thinking about right now? Like, this is a very big decision that I'm making in my life. Like, this is not a situation that I want to be in.
Yeah.
And so words, like you were just saying, you still remembering that scenario with your ex, like, words really stick.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And, I don't know, like, they say that we're in sensitive times right now, but it's only sensitive when it comes to holding entertainers accountable.
Right.
When it comes to our people in our lives, it's like, yo, people just be getting off.
Bar none.
It's wild.
Bar none.
I guess we're not going to cancel our family, but dang.
Sometimes they need to be canceled.
They might need to be, honey.
You just can't be talking to me any kind of way now. I think there's boundaries that need to be set within families that are not set because people are like, well, this is my family.
Yeah.
But I definitely think there's boundaries that need to be set.
Also, that unfortunately, that conversation happening in front of a camera, more than likely that was...
It probably was chopped and screwed a little bit too. Either way, it's a horrible
scene. Either way, I'm like, she said what she said though. Like, if they put it in the beginning, the middle, I mean...
Yeah. If that baby grows up and, like, watches that, or if gets word of it, or if the one in the lap hears that. I mean, that is just, like, on blast for everyone and anyone to see and hear.
And also, it's like...
We would have had to cut the cameras at some point.
I don't think that I realized until I heard it being said as of recently, like, literally a couple of days ago. I follow this woman on YouTube. She talks about, you know, people that have different, like, attachment styles and how it affects them in adulthood. So she'll read people that email her they'll tell her, you know, their traumas and how it's affecting them as an adult, and she kind of advises them on how to get past it. But she was literally saying how even when you're like unconscious but a baby, there's a trauma that you can have with you, you know, even when you're not able to actually, mm-hmm. you may not even remember it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the baby in the womb, the child is already there. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
And I really wish that, I don't know, like people make it seem like it's lame to like use protection, and you know, I don't know if women feel weird about telling these niggas, or like,
we're adults.
I don't know if people are hopeful. Language? I don't know. I'm just saying, I think women should do way more to protect themselves, because in the end, it's a lot to carry no matter what route you go, whether you have the child, you don't have the child. You're still going to be stuck with, you know,
a decision.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? There's a lot of blame that gets put on women. Like, oh, women should be more choosy about who they're sleeping with. Or, oh, women should be blah, 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 blah. But it's like,
yeah, sometimes.
I didn't just conjure this up and boom. Or, like, what? Like, you're right. People do not always say who they truly are. You don't know until you know. You could have been with this person for years. Trusted them, loved them.
It's not even about, you know, placing blame on the woman. It's really just like protecting yourself, like,
mm-hmm, yeah,
you know, because it's like at that point you've already had a kid, so it's like you already know what you're dealing
about to get into.
Yeah, so just doing it times two.
That's why I'm gonna say it down. Why did you do that?
Like, oh man, ooh man, oh, we gotta break these generational curses.
Okay.
I actually have a scenario that I wanted to talk about that's kind of similar in the realm of support, but it's friendship.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so I've been rewatching Insecure here and there, and I really forgot about the whole time of Nathan. Like, Nathan really wasn't one of my favorites for Issa, but, you know, I liked it in the beginning up until, like, the Coachella with Beyonce. And then after that, once he started ghosting her, I was just like, he wasn't not feeling that for real.
Yeah.
So anyways, it was an episode where it was like Issa's birthday. But leading up to her birthday, she just had not heard from Nathan. And at this point, weeks had gone by. and she, I just realized, first off, her and Molly both had their toxic ways, because I don't know if you guys remember, there was an Asian guy that Molly dated. Up until the last season, you know, he ended up breaking it off with her because her attitude was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
But they had just went on like their first date and it was cool. But Issa literally begged her to pull up to his house because him and Nathan were roommates. And proceeded, y'all, I was cringing at Issa. Proceeded to barge in the house, go up to Nathan's room, try to unlock his computer. Like, she was doing some I would never break into a nigga's house and get on his computer.
If you ghost me, that's it. Boo, yeah, nigga. That I'm ain't not nothing else I can up.
But I guess because Molly was talking to his roommate, she was like, okay, this is I can't just me let to be this, able to pop up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fast forward, it's Issa's birthday, and Molly happens to be like about to walk into Issa's house, and Nathan is walking up too. She's like, what are you doing here, nigga? Like, you not about to show up and ruin Issa's birthday. He had like balloons, flowers. And so Issa ended up having a great birthday. And at the end of the day, her and Molly were just kind of, you know, doing a little recap. And Molly was like, girl. And she kind of just brought it up. Like, girl, Nathan had the nerve to be, you know, pulling up here. And Issa was pissed. Like, so you turned him away? Like, why did you do that? I've been wanting to speak to him.
Ooh.
So I wanted to ask, you know, is there a boundary when it comes to, even as friends, us trying to stick up and prevent our friends from being hurt? Like, should we get involved with exes and telling them to back off? Do you feel like that's a little too much?
I feel like that's overstepping, for sure. Off rip, Molly overstepped. Now, was she right? Yes. But that was not the way to go about it. That was not the way. You let that nigga in. She wanted to see him. And although it would have been good for her not to, let him in. And if you want to joke around like, yo, Nathan, I'm surprised to see you here. Like, make jokes about it. But like, and let me say this too. I think that he showed up with those balloons, those flowers. And he wanted to see Issa and celebrate her birthday, all this stuff. But like, you really let her best friend talk you out of seeing her.
Okay, wait a minute.
Like, I don't like that either. I don't like that either. It's like, you should have walked in that house proudly, not cowardly, going back home or wherever the hell you went. You ghosted my girl. And yeah, I checked you in and you left? Wow. Pussy. Like, no, bro.
Yeah.
No.
That's real. I don't know why none of my friends would be with nobody that's not, you know, willing to take accountability and
exactly.
And put up a little, I mean, I don't want to say put up a fight, though, because
he should have walked in the house.
Sometimes people would be crazy. You know,
it's yeah.
Like, I said for you to back off. So scram. Right. You know, right. So that's probably why he left. But
or maybe he thought she was going to make a bigger scene. I don't know.
That's real.
Either way, I
try to put myself in this predicament. And like, I think I have always wanted to protect my friends. And I think that I've never been in a situation, though, where I've necessarily like witnessed maybe like their partner and they weren't even exclusive. Nathan and Issa weren't exclusive at this time. So I really feel like I probably wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And probably would, you know, be more vocal than if there was a relationship that I had to respect.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never thought to like hit up my niggas' friends or take y'all's phones and like talk on the phone to them or text them. No. Yeah. Like, that's y'all's battle. I'm here to support you.
Right. Right.
Oh, man.
Molly definitely overstepped. It's crazy, though. You mentioned that. You never like talk to your. I got a friend who. Actually, never mind. I'm sorry. We're going to just.
I really just try to let my friends that right under. Figure, like, if I don't like your partner, I feel a little weird about them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're happy, you're smiling. It's kind of hard to
it's gonna come off
like
a way.
I'm a hater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay, I just have to let this play out.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree. I gotta tell you what I was about to say offline. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But. Yeah, I think I've learned you cannot be stepping into your friend's stuff. When they come to you about it, okay. But you still got to be careful what you say. A woman in love, a man in love, can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
You can give your advice and be honest, because I feel like I'm always going to be honest. But you got to be careful the way you say things.
What if they about careful. To get married, though? It's like...
What I'm going to say? You have decided to... You have decided to live a whole life with it, make a whole life, commit yourself to God, to this part in front of God, to this person. What am I gonna say? You gonna be mad? And I ain't gonna be a bridesmaid or maid honor no more.
Oh God!
What I'm gonna say?
I wonder how many friendships have really fallen because like the partner and the friend don't get along?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That
I don't know. I don't. I think friendships fall before partnerships fall. Like, you're really? Not going to leave your person because of your friend.
Oh, my God. That's
unfortunately, crazy. That's the reality.
Girl, I knew you since the sixth grade. You going to drop me like a hot potato? But love.
What are you saying about my partner?
Oh, well, fuck him. That's what I'm saying.
It's like, and I would hope that people would feel like if y'all thought that I was making a right, like, I don't know what I would do. I've already had a run in with a friend and a partner, and boy, was it rough.
Oh.
I just don't ever want to be in nothing again. No thanks.
Dang, that's just really a tough one. I can't imagine my partner and my friends not getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I can't be around y'all all together collectively, what?
Right, because both of y'all gonna be in my life. Right, both of y'all gonna be in my life.
That's awkward.
Gang can't link up.
There has to be a reason, though. If there's a valid reason that my friend and partner don't get along, I need to consider that. And it could be something that I'm willing to forgive that my friend is not on my behalf.
That's valid.
Kind of like the mama.
Woo!
Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
Give us some feedback. Give us some tea on that.
Yeah,
please.
Give us some tea on that, because, baby. Molly was hella wrong. I'm sorry, like, girl. Yeah. Don't be sending people away from Mado.
Right. Molly was wrong, and Issa was wrong for pushing Molly to go into that man's house like that.
Molly with Dro. Issa never stepped in and, you know, she was kind of like, whoa, you still, you know, she would make her comments, but she wasn't like
overbearing.
Yeah. And what's fucked up about Molly is that Molly kind of still fuck with Dro kind of on the low, though. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't very out loud with it. So she was kind of doing her dirt on the low.
But calling Issa out.
Exactly. Talking about, I'm protecting you. Both of them really had some. I'm glad that they fell out and they came back stronger.
I wanted them to grow back together.
Whew.
Craziness. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for joining us. That is all for today.
Yes. Thank you guys for joining.
Always. We love you guys.
I think we won't be back next week because we'll be too busy having fun. However,
I love it.
So we won't be back for the, what day is that? The 4th?
The episode that will release on.
So we won't have an episode on the 5th. So we'll likely be back on the 12th. You heard?
Yes, we'll be back live and in color on the 12th. You will get an episode on the 29th. We're going to be off on the 5th. We'll be back kicking shit on the 12th.
Yes. So thanks again for listening. We appreciate y'all. Yes. Y'all, please send us DMs if you have any thoughts on this episode. Mm-hmm. And peace. We love y'all. We out.
We love you. Peace. I'm gonna tell you no matter.